Welcome to Tese Time, a service of the community of St Andrews and St George's West Church in Edinburgh. The order of service can be found on our website. Tese worship includes sung, silent and spoken prayer. The simple, repeated chants are designed to help us move from our thinking head to our spiritual heart. This evening, our chants will be led by Drew Crichton and Caitlin McGillivray, and each of you is invited to join in from where you are. Reading our psalm is John Martin. After the scripture reading by Francis Cooper, there will be a 2-minute silence. Silence is not dead space. This silence is rich and alive with the presence of each of us through God's Spirit. The time of silence will be brought to a close by Joanna Stark playing the cello. The theme of this Tese service is grounded. The word grounded has different meanings. It can refer to not being permitted to participate in social or recreational activities. That's something we're all experiencing right now, which makes it all the more important that we be grounded in the sense of seeking balance and stability. So wherever you are, I invite you to plant your feet firmly on the ground like a tree. Let go of all that is preoccupying you. Try to be present, just as you are, in this moment, just as it is. Be aware of your breathing. Rest in this moment with nothing to prove. Just be present. Settle into your body with a felt sense of stillness, rootedness, like a tree planted by a river.
With your peace, your Lord, O Lord. As a heart longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O beloved. My soul thirsts for the beloved, for the living water. When may I come and behold your face? My soul is cast down within me, yet I remember you. From my mother's womb to maturity, through all the days of my life, deep calls to deep at the thunder of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have washed over me. By day, you lead me in steadfast love. At night, your song is within me, prayer from the heart of my heart. I say to the Beloved, the Blessed One, why have you forgotten me? Why go I in mourning because of the oppression of fear? As with a deadly wound in my body, I feel the pain of war and injustice. While the powerful seem to destroy, the innocent seem of no account.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
O my soul, let not the quagmire of war keep me from radiating your peace, your love, and light to the world. My hope is in you, O Spirit of Truth. Be my strength and my guide. O my soul, let us celebrate the oneness of all creation.
In God alone, my soul.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, reading verses 1 to 6, and then again from verse 12 to 15. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight, and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. God said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.'" Amen.
Answer.
Standing on Holy Ground by Linda Wright. As you walk through your days, minding your own business, doing what you know well, prepare to be surprised, for all around you the bushes are burning. You only have to take time to turn aside, to look and listen for the voice of God. Only then will you hear the Lord calling you by name and saying, "Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground."
Thank you.
Hear these words of blessing. May you become like trees planted by streams of water. May the word of God take root in your heart, grow strongly in your life, and bear the fruit of God's love. So be a tree. Stay firmly grounded in God this night and evermore. Amen.